The Creation Message. It frees souls.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors and writers for Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, how is the message of creation freeing souls?
Mark, this is really happening today in prisons, especially in the United States. For many years, our Ministry of Answers in Genesis has donated special prison packs to prisons all across America. This includes books, DVDs, our magazine called Creation, and witnessing booklets. Now, for many prisons, the inmates and the prison chaplains simply don't have the funds to get Christian resources. Can you imagine, Mark, how freeing it must be for these men and women to find out that they were created in the image of their Creator God? And that they didn't come from some ape-like ancestor that's driven by instinct and impulse? Sadly, most of these prisoners have been influenced by evolutionary ideas, and that right and wrong is whatever they determine it to be. Well, one chaplain from a prison with over 1,500 inmates wrote to us and asked for Christian materials. In his letter, he told us that their chapel library averages around 3,000-plus inmate visits each month. He went on to say that many of their inmates take a lively interest in our creation materials. What an opportunity we have to reach these lost souls with the truth about where they came from and the freedom they can enjoy in Christ.
One of our excellent witnessing tools deals with the question of the possibility of life in outer space. It's a booklet co-written by Ken Ham, available free on our website, answersradio.com.